Stephen Croft, hard healing. Legs suddenly like jars of lit fire in a dark mountain pass. The ear hears the shouts of soldiers as the mountains become men with guns in the stains of shadows between rocks. Shouts of RPG, just colorless vibrations my ear still hears. But the light, a red flash of surprise, my mind still sees as I wake to the smell of sweat on a pillow, look down again at my legs like jars of lit gasoline I can't shake off or walk out of. And coming awake, I remember the smell of razor-burning pain. After the surgeries from that blast that cleft my right foot and scarred my legs, gave me the cripple walk I want to keep to myself, I stay in the rooms of my house, sit alone. When my wife talks, it's lonely too. A voice like the foreign song of geese in the sky, the sound of passing by, leaving. But then she puts the paper on the table where I sit, turned back to the Veterans Day bicycle race promo, leaves it there for days like it's nailed to the tabletop. And suddenly I get up, get the bike from the garage. On a crisp November morning, I move into a rush of breeze. My legs ache like pushing into barbed wire, but each barb glistens in the sun as I say with every crank of a pedal, this is what I am, that is what I was. My wife smiling and waving the small wooden stick of an American flag so close on the sideline, me laughing, muscling through the flow of cyclists.